Hello, I'm Rami, and you are listening to What the Health. This season, we're focusing on gender and health.
Wait. Hold up. You thought you were going to talk about gender and health without me? Let's take it again from the top.
Hello, I'm Rami.
Hi, I'm Andrea.
And you're listening to What the Health. So, very excited to open up a new season of What the Health. Since it's Women's History Month, I couldn't imagine not talking about gender and health without my favorite co-host, Andrea Vidal.
Hi, everyone.
So, other than being an amazing person with quick wit and sharp comments, she's always been on the front line of advocating for equal rights for all. Or, hey, at least that's what her degree tells you.
Rami, can you tell us again, what does your degree say?
Hey. Let's not go there. So, get this, okay? I started dreaming about the next trip I'm going to once this pandemic business is over, and I started looking into trips to New York, you know, Big Apple. One thing led to another, and somehow I ended up looking at blackout baby booms.
Do I even want to know how you got there?
That's not the entire story. It's not completely unrelated. So, way back in the 60s, New York had a major blackout, and then boom, baby boom. It's almost romantic if you think about it. You know, the candle lights, you know, the moon shining. I don't know. Can you imagine it?
I heard of that story, but did you know it actually never happened? I mean, yeah, there was a New York Times article, and everybody got to read it. Everybody started talking about it. But then, after taking a closer look, there was actually no baby boom. There was no change in the birth rate.
No. The New York Times made it up?
Yeah, it made for a great story and everybody got a good laugh, but it actually never ended up checking out.
Here I was, thinking it would be, you know, a positive story to break the ice.
Ugh. I think I can still help you with that.
Yes, please. Come on.
So, since we're talking about maternity, did you know on a global level, maternity mortality declined more than 38% since 2000?
Whoa! That's great news!
And if you take a look at some countries, some of them have reduced their maternal mortality rates by 60%. This is super important.
Whoa, that's okay. That's a big number. I mean, that's one of the indicators of a good health system, right?
Yeah, so we're definitely moving in the right direction.
Wow. That's beautiful. This is an incredible story, Andrea. More people need to talk about these kinds of things.
We really do. And there are lots of things to be excited about, especially with regard to maternal mortality. But we can't lose sight of the problems we face today. There are still 300,000 maternal deaths every year.
What? No way.
Yeah, that's right. And most of them happen in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. And even worse, most of them are preventable. Some areas within these regions have little to no resources, and not even half of these births are assisted by qualified personnel.
Less than half?
Yeah. And let's not forget, if there are any type of complications, like a hemorrhage or even high blood pressure during pregnancy, and you don't have doctors or skilled midwives nearby, the outcome may be fatal.
Whoa. I mean, this all sounds really tragic. I feel like I'm getting to know this all of a sudden. I can't imagine giving birth, so, you know, you have to have medical personnel, right?
Not that you have to, but someone experienced, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't really have that much of a say about it, since I'm never kind of being in that situation, right?
No, but I mean, you're right. I personally don't want to have any kids either, but giving birth is probably the kind of thing that you want to do in a controlled setting with someone experienced, because things can really go south in an instant.
Okay, so I don't really want to sound dumb, but I remember once watching in a series that someone can give birth in a kiddie pool. They called it water birth. So, you know, hospitals are no longer the way to go.
I mean, I'm no medical expert, right? But I feel like as long as you have appropriate medical care and trained personnel available, I think it's okay. We do have to keep in mind, though, that hospitals are probably better equipped to deal with any problems that may come up during childbirth, like the ones we mentioned before.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't refuse any medical care if I was giving birth. Ugh, the morphine. More. So, but do you think that the kid born in a pool is going to be a natural swimmer? Let's move on to the next topic I wanted to talk about, which is STDs. Not sure if our friends know this, but STDs are actually more common than expected, and not that many people go for a regular checkup.
You know what's the worst part about STDs?
Enlighten me, Andre.
Well, did you know that STDs affect women more than men?
No, come on. That's impossible.
No, it's true. Some STDs can actually cause infertility, among other health complications, like cancer. Just in the United States, more than 24,000 women become infertile every year.
Yikes! Ooh, and we're talking about high-income countries.
No, exactly.
Wow, this sounds like a world war problem that can affect anyone anywhere.
Definitely. And I just need to drop a PSA. Y'all have heard it before, but I'm gonna do my due diligence here. Ladies, please go to the gynecologist annually. I know it's not fun, but we gotta do what we gotta do.
And everybody else, please. Get tested.
Yeah, women are less likely to have symptoms of common STDs, such as chlamydia, compared to men. Seriously, grab a friend and go together. You're welcome.
You know, I've heard that STDs are more studied in men than women, so sometimes that can even leave those seeking information confused, even distressed, wouldn't you say?
Just a bit. But not only that, studies have also shown that there's more of a stigma for women to talk about their STD status, which only makes this whole situation worse. And it's not just about being a woman.
This seems like a long overdue conversation.
It can depend on your ethnicity in some countries too. It's just all crazy. African American and Hispanic women have way higher rates of chlamydia infection, especially in 2007, compared to white Americans, and there's still a lot to do.
I'm all in. You know what? Count on me. But, like, now? Now? You know, I love a good conversation about maternity and STDs, but we're running out of time.
You're sure it's not just you trying to avoid an awkward conversation?
Come on. We gotta save something for the next couple of episodes. You know, I'm liking not speaking to myself. Random dude speaking on women's issues. Andrea, it's been a pleasure. And I like the dramatic entrance. You're with us for the season.
Pleasure's all mine, and I'll be here all season.
Wow. And don't forget, friends, that you can send your suggestions, ideas, comments, anything. We want to hear from you.
You can email us at generationsforhealth@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @gensforhealth.
And if it's urgent, definitely hit us up on the gram.
And more importantly, don't forget to follow us. Let's keep this conversation going. We love having you around. Not to mention, we have super interesting content and it looks pretty fabulous.
Andrea, you sound very neutral. That's a fact. But hey, if you listened that far, we hope you've liked it. And really, we hope you've loved it. And don't forget to share this podcast and see you next week. Stay safe.
Stay healthy.